Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son. Lord God, that into the darkness of the world, light has shone. That you would give the gift of your only Son is a gift that we can continue to explore and unwrap for all of our lives and into eternity. Things which angels long to look into. So Lord, I pray that as we have gathered together in your name, Lord, now as we come to your word, Father, that you would open our eyes to see, to behold this wondrous gift too deep for words, the gift of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Every home, every household has their own traditions when it comes to Christmas. Every culture, you know, we kind of have our expressions that if we didn't have a Christmas tree, it would just feel kind of weird. You know, that's not something that the Bible tells us to do, but it's just part of our cultural expression. Something that's kind of becoming a cultural expression of Christmas in our house is a conversation between Melissa and I that happens every single year, and that is, how early do we put up Christmas lights? It's the kind of thing that I'm sure my kids will someday reminisce about. Oh, remember Christmas? Oh yeah, Mom and Dad went back and forth on when it was appropriate to put Christmas lights up. See, I come from a military family, so my father was in the Air Force, my brother is in the Army, and we were taught growing up, you can put the lights up, but you don't turn them on until after Remembrance Day, right? As a sign of respect for those who gave their lives for our freedom. And I'm learning that not everybody kind of grew up with that sentiment, that some people would come home from trick-or-treating and turn their Christmas lights on if they had the opportunity. And that's why it's so weird to see Christmas things come out in department stores so early. It's like, already? Man. I still believe that Remembrance Day and Christmas, their meanings should not be confuddled. They should each have their time. But as my wife and I have had this conversation over the years, this year I noticed something different. I noticed that Remembrance Day and Christmas actually share some things in common. But before I go into the common thread that they kind of share, I wanted to share with you a story of a parent who relates to us the hardships of a child entering military service. And this does have a point. We are here for Christmas. I'm not unaware of that. This parent says this: letting go is hard for parents. It's especially challenging when your child leaves for military service. Since his birth, I saw or talked to my son daily. I cared for his needs, protected him, and guided him through life's ups and downs. When I learned that he joined the Army, I was not prepared. I didn't expect it, and I wasn't ready to let go. I tried to prepare as he left for basic combat training. I'm sure I was annoying at times, treated him like a baby as he tried to become a warrior and defender of freedom. I worked on wrapping my mind around his new role, failed to realize that I had a new role too. When he departed for his first duty station in Germany, the idea of letting go was much more easier said than done. And when I read that story, I try to put myself in that parent's shoes of sending their child into a dangerous place where harm and even death were much closer than if they had stayed home. When my child is in a difficult or a painful place, my desire as a parent is to intervene on their behalf, to help, to intercede, to try to make it better, to give some guidance, some encouragement in the ways of Christ through the midst of hardship. But if I ever had to send my child off to war, not only are they out on their own, where the role of a parent is diminished either way, that's pretty natural, children leaving the nest, but then add to that the potential for great harm. And as a parent, that's a reality that's probably quite difficult to come to terms with. So why on Christmas Eve, a day of joy and celebration of Emmanuel, God with us, do I speak of parents sending their children off to war? Because the common thread of Remembrance Day and Christmas Day that I mentioned earlier is that just as we remember Sons and daughters who went off to war at Remembrance Day, sacrificing comfort, stability, and even their very lives for the sake of others. So on Christmas Day, we remember God the Father, who sent his Son into the war zone of planet Earth to give up the comforts of heaven, to give up the stability of his unchallenged authority in the heavenly places, and even to sacrifice his own life for the sake of others, for the sake of you, for the sake of me. What I want us to consider briefly this Christmas day is the incredible love of God the Father in giving the wondrous gift of his Son to the world. We're going to look at one passage from 1 John 4:9 to 10. It's my favorite verses in Scripture. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us. It was made known, made visible, made seen, that he sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the means of forgiveness for our sins. At home on our Christmas tree, we have an ornament of Jesus as a baby. And serves as a reminder when we're looking at the presents under the tree, we say, what's the most important gift of Christmas? Which is a very misleading question because it's not a what, it's a who. The most important gift of Christmas is God's gift of his Son, his only Son to the world. You know, gifts are meant to be a physical manifestation and representation of love, although consumerism is kind of messing with that a little bit. But God demonstrates his love for the world in giving this wondrous, unmatched gift of his Son. God has so completely and fully shown his love to us that he gave him so that we might live through him. And when we compared Jesus coming into the world as a father sending a child to war, it is because the earth that Jesus has come to is very much a war zone. Most of the time, a literal war zone, but even in the incredibly rare moments of political peace and relative stability in the world's history, the planet is always continually at war with God, spiritually. Because sin means rejecting God and choosing to be masters of our own lives apart from him. I'm going to choose my own way. I'm going to do my own thing. God, what you say isn't really that important to me. And that has brought such destruction and desolation, damage, devastation, and most of all, death, physically, but also spiritually, being separated from God. And in God's great love for his creation, in this desperate situation that we have found ourselves in, he has sent his Son at Christmas time into that war zone, so we who are spiritually dead might live through him. The light of Jesus has shone into such great, deep spiritual darkness. So great, in fact, that there was nothing we could do to convince God to give the gift of his Son. You've probably heard the song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, 100 or 1,000 times by now. The very well-known line in that song goes, you know, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. The message is, if you want Santa to bring you presents, you have to be good, right? As a parent, that's a mighty tempting proposition to tell the kids in order to convince them to have better behavior. But it also does not really reflect God's gift giving. That's not the way that God gives gifts. Not in the slightest. Santa's gift giving only happens when you're good. But God gives the gift of his Son purely as an act of his own grace and his own love to a creation that so desperately needs it. We have not earned the gift of Christmas by our love for God. But God has shown his abundance of grace, his abundance of mercy and love for a world that didn't love him. The Father, in his plan, in his foreknowledge, knows exactly what pain, what agony, what distress await his son in the war zone of planet Earth at the hands of a world that doesn't love him. And yet, so that I might live, so that you might live, God so loved the world that he sent his son. And his son goes in joyful agreement with the Father's love and the Father's plan. Jesus, 1 John tells us, comes into the world as the means of forgiveness for our sins. I've seen some pretty generous gift givers in my life, but none that even comes close to that kind of gift. He has paid the penalty that our sins deserve. He took my transgressions, he took your transgressions upon himself to the cross so that we would no longer be under oppression of fear, of guilt, of shame, of sin, of death. That's what this gift that God has given takes away from us. Takes away the results and the penalty of sin. And this gift is throughout the whole year. It's every single day. He has freed all who call on his name from slavery and oppression. Because he rose again on the third day, he lives today to intercede on behalf of all who have put their hope in him. He is God's gift to the world that truly and genuinely keeps on giving. Now, my kids are very excited to open Christmas presents tomorrow. I've heard nothing but that. You know, we thought kind of giving them the Advent calendar things, you know, where you open the chocolates on the different days and whatnot, that would, you know, help mitigate the questions of how many more days till Christmas. But what they did was they started one at 24 and the other one at 1. So one counts down and one counts up. So they just got confused. So they still ask. That plan kind of backfired. It's easy to understand their excitement, though, right? Yeah. Presents we have for them don't just sit under the tree. We don't keep them there. The excitement is in the anticipation of opening. In order that the gift would bring joy, they need to be unwrapped. They need to be opened. But I'm afraid that it's quite common to hear about this gift of God the Father in sending his Son into the world and for many to leave that gift unwrapped, to leave it unexplored, to leave the gift of his Son sitting under the tree. How do we actually open this gift that God has given to us of his Son? Well, it's a work of God's Spirit. By faith, trusting in the one whom we sing about this time of year. That what is sung of him, and more importantly, what is read of him from the Word of God is true. That yes, I am in spiritual darkness, and he is the light. That yes, I am dead in sin, but he is the life. That I am born into the conflict of this world, but he is the Prince of Peace. That I have not and cannot earn the grace and love of God, and that my ability to stand before him is only through the gift that he has given to me of his Son. You might believe, whether knowingly or subconsciously, that God doesn't know or that he cannot forgive the things that I have done. That many ways I have wronged him, that I have wronged other people. But I just want to close our looking at this gift of God with this thought. I want to close by giving you the assurance that God's gift of his Son is more than sufficient. In fact, the gift of his Son is exceedingly abundant. Your wrongs, though great, are not greater than God's grace. Your sins, though many, do not exceed or outstrip the power of his love. The darkness that you've experienced in your life, maybe the darkness you're experiencing now, today, though deep, does not and cannot overcome the light of Jesus. But it is for those who will, by faith, by the work of the Holy Spirit, unwrap and open the gift of Christ, who repent and believe and receive these wondrous things that are only found in Him. So my encouragement today is don't leave the Father's gift of His Son unwrapped. Explore, open by faith. We're going to end our time together by lighting candles in remembrance that Jesus Christ is the light of the world who shines in the darkness. You received a candle when you came in, and if you haven't, I'm sure there's some at the back. Remember the light of the world who gives life and light to those who have opened the gift of the Father, who also calls us as beloved children to let our light shine in the world as well.